At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Missouri sign 470 westbound, heavy from Pryor all the way out towards View High Drive, where there's construction blocking the left lane. 71 northbound, slow rolling from 75th up towards Gregory. East side 70 westbound, a little sluggish past 31st Street. Stays slow to 27th with road work. Alan Carr, 96.5 to Fan Traffic.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
That's right, it's a Wednesday here on 96.5, The Fan. Before we get to our guy, though, you know what that means. If it's a Wednesday, you better be ready to...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. The weekly poll question for Fesco and Dusty is up. And it comes from Mac Morey. And it says, would you say Jack Caglione's debut was a success? Yes or no?
It's pretty simple. They won the game. They scored 10 runs. He clearly had a presence on that team. Everybody had energy. It was a resounding success.
So we asked Jay Binkley, what did you say that Jack Caglione's debut was a success? Binkley, the floor is yours.
Oh, I would 100% say it's a success. I mean, when they were down 7-2, how often have we seen that turn the channel time?
Yep.
When the Royals down 7-2, but the energy Jack brought, who cares about the 0-5? But man, that team was juiced because they don't come back from 7-2 games. Those games are over, but they had energy, they had life, and they won the game. And as far as David Sampson's concerned,
yeah,
here's the deal. You can have some losses. Do you know how many games the Royals got into the playoffs last year by winning? One.
One.
There was one game between the Royals and the Mariners to get into the postseason. So I think winning a few games here and there, even 2 weeks if you had to wait, means something.
No, it's huge. And I think it's the general manager understanding his team. And that's so important. I think a lot of times in sports and in business and in life, the higher-ups never really understand what the worker bees are going through. I think J.J. made that connection yesterday in a great way. He understood what his team was going through. He read the room. He realizes what they need. He talked to John. John doesn't care about the money. They're getting ready to open 119th and Knoll in a couple of years. They'll have plenty of bucks. Bring the kid up because that's what we need right now. And the value of giving your guys something like Jack Caglione yesterday is invaluable. And there is no monetary thing for that.
100%. Baseball is all like football. Those windows. We see all the time these teams go to the Super Bowl and you don't hear from them again. They're just not good. It takes several years to rebuild their team and go. That's why what the Chiefs are doing, seven straight AFC title games, so impressive. They understand what their window is, and they go out and cash in what the window is. Brett Veach goes out to supplement the window, keep the window alive. These windows don't happen all the time. This team will never maybe see this kind of pitching ever again. They see what the window is, and they're going to take advantage of it, and they're not going to sit around and wait.
And that's what J.J. said yesterday. There was a tweet from Rob Collins, and it said J.J. goes, we're getting pretty good pitching. We're not about to waste this. And he's right about that, man.
You don't want to waste it. Never going to see it again.
Binkley, if Caglione was on a football field, if he's on the gridiron, where would you like to see him play?
I think tight end, man. Just the prototypical tight end size, 6'5", 250. He's got that aggression. He's got that passion. I mean, that guy, you get the football in his hands, he's going to score. I mean, he is a total tight end. I guess you could say defensive end maybe, or edge on the outside, getting to the quarterback, but Jack Caglione seems to me to be a guy that scores a lot of touchdowns. He would be a guy, you know, 90-plus catches a year, like Kelce.
Would you rather see Caglione pitch and play baseball, or would you rather see him be a DH and a tight end?
I guess DH and tight end. It would be fun to see him pitch, but I definitely would see him play football too, you know?
No doubt about it.
All right, Jay, we got OTAs going on. The football stuff is starting to percolate a little bit. Hollywood Rashi here for OTAs this week. I think you got to be excited for Hollywood Brown. Maybe this is the year that he gives us what we thought we were going to get last year out of this guy.
I think so. It was great to have them both back here this week for the second round of OTAs, kind of get the band back together. Rashee had to miss the previous week because he was sick, but he was working out with Pat back in Texas, so he's fine. But Hollywood Brown, this was it. I mean, last year was going to be the prove-it year for him. That was going to be the come in for 1 year. I mean, with his age, it was going to be his last chance to go out and get that big contract. It didn't work out. You know, he was hurt the entire season, and, you know, he was just wanting to play. He hung around here. He was a team guy. He was all about the Kansas City Chiefs, even though he wasn't playing, even though there wasn't a guarantee he was going to come back this year. But the Chiefs showed some loyalty in him and brought him back because clearly those offers weren't going to be out there in the NFL. So we'll see what happens. But the fact is, with him, Rashee, and Xavier Worthy, and with Royals coming in here from the draft, hopefully we get to see these guys together. You don't want to see a situation last year when they're hurt, they're not playing. Because look at this offense. The scoring offense, they were 15th in the NFL for the last 2 weeks. That's not what this team is. You look at this team, this quarterback, these players say this is not the 15th highest scoring offense in the NFL, but that's where they've been the last 2 years. The two previous years, they were 1-4 as far as scoring in the National Football League. I think when you get these guys on the field and Hollywood Brown out there to kind of prove himself as one shot really in the NFL, last year was going to be that one shot. This is that one shot for Hollywood Brown. So to get these guys on the field together, I can't wait. Because what we saw in St. Joe last year, I was hoping to see that in the regular season, but obviously we couldn't with the injuries. But the fact that Mahomes has his group of receivers back, just get these guys healthy, get them fine through the preseason. Don't even play them if you don't want to. Just have them ready for the regular season.
Beagley, last one here for you. I get it. When it comes to the focus on this year is going to be the left tackle or the offensive line. It also might be, you know, cornerback number two. It might be Travis Kelce's last season in the NFL. But what about the pass rush? I feel like that's been pretty quiet. Plus, you have McDuffie, who's played his way into a contract. Soon, George Karlaftis is going to have to do that, right?
Yeah, and that's a big reason why they went on Gadosh and Gelati this season. Last year, they kind of slipped back. I mean, let's not forget that two of the previous 3 years, they were number two in the NFL in sacks. I mean, quietly, the Chiefs, that was the big question. The Chiefs going to be able to get the quarterback, and they did. They were number two in the NFL. They beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Then they finished number two, beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Last year, they slipped all the way back to 18. And I know we look at the receivers and think, because I do think these receivers would be the number one area you would want to see a ton of production from this year. But number two, right there, I mean, a 1A, 1B is the pass rush. And with what they've done, and hopefully Felix can give you something this year, but to bring in Ashton, to have him and Karloftis on the field together, hopefully at the same time. But if they can shave that down from being 18th in the NFL in sacks and getting to the top five once again in that category, I think it would be huge for this team.
Well, yeah, you got to find a way to get to the quarterback. And the good news is you got Chris Jones there, who's the best interior lineman in the NFL. You got good defensive backs, and so maybe they'll hold up their coverage a split second more, get to the quarterback, or some of these young guys will get to the quarterback too, Jay. I mean, so that's something that we can definitely look forward to, my man. OTAs continue this week, mini camp coming up very soon, and then before you know it, man, we're what, 92 days away now from the start of the NFL season.
And let's hope, Bob, the Chiefs don't do what the Rams are doing. They're moving their mandatory mini camp to Hawaii and they're going to charge for it, so hopefully the Chiefs won't do that.
Charge who for what?
The fans to go to the mandatory mini camp. They're moving it to Hawaii this year.
Okay, so are fans traveling to Hawaii for this?
I don't know. It'd probably be a lot of the people from Hawaii are the out there getting these tickets. I'm sure LA would nice little trip for people to go. But you're seeing this; it's going to happen this year, and you're going to see other teams in the NFL do this because fans don't get to go to the mandatory mini camps. They don't get to go to OTAs. They don't get to go do this stuff. So what the Rams are doing, watch that, because other teams might jump in.
Wait till the Chiefs open their complex in Kansas and see how many people can get to go to all this kind of stuff in the future too.
Never know, Bob.
Pink, we appreciate the time. Enjoy Caglione again tonight, and plus 650 for him to hit a home run. So if that's your bet tonight, if you do Vern's betting show or whatever he's doing, get that in there for you.
I like it, man. Let's have fun. It's a win.
Yes, sir. It's Jay Binkley there for us here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get into the poll question on the other side. The question was, it's on The Fan 965 on Twitter, was Jack Caglione's debut a success?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Diving into that. Plus, there was some stadium news. No, it wasn't the Port-a-John that got blown around. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.